You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder.
There was once a dream. You could only whisper it. Anything more than a whisper, and it would vanish.
A battle between good and evil.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Where shall I find a new adversary so close to my own level?
Try the local sewer.
You know of the rebellion against the Empire?
The Avengers, Earth's mightiest heroes.
Peace means having a bigger stick than the other guy.
One of these days, I'm gonna have a stick of my own.
I'm Groot.
Welcome to the Neverland Podcast. The podcast for lovers of Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars.
I'm glad you're here to tell us these things.
Please welcome your host, Jeremy.
I thought he'd be taller.
Yeah, I can fly.
All it takes is faith and trust.
Well, if it isn't the Star Spangled Man with a plan, what is your plan today?
Up to Neverland!
Dentro del teatro. También les pedimos que por favor silencien y apaguen todas las luces de sus dispositivos móviles y digitales. Cuando comience el espectáculo, el teatro se llenará de artistas en los pasillos alrededor de ustedes. Si por alguna razón tienen que salir durante el espectáculo, por favor pidan la ayuda de uno de nuestros edecanes. Gracias.
And now, on behalf of Disney's Animal Kingdom, we are proud to present Finding Nemo, the musical.
Here's the daddy's gun.
now, what's the one thing we remember before we head out from here?
Oh, the ocean's not safe, so we have to check if the coast is clear.
Right. We go out, then back in, and then we go out, and then back in. And one more time, out, and then back in. And sometimes, if you want to do it four times.
Come on! Hey, Dad, wouldn't it be cool if my baby met a shark when I was cool?
No.
Or an angelfish, if they have wings.
I
don't think so. Can you believe there are so many things in the big blue world? I'm gonna go explore in the big blue world that I've never seen before.
Yeah, remember how to
gone. It's gone. It can't be gone. Has anyone seen a boat? Please, they took my son. I'm coming. No. He's got Nemo. Have you seen a boat?
A boat? I've seen a boat. Follow me.
Thank you.
Do you mind?
What?
I'm trying to swim here.
You're trying to find Nemo. You were showing me which way the boat went.
A boat? I've seen a boat. Follow me. A boat? Hey, I've seen a boat.
No, we already did this.
We did? Oh, dear. I guess I should explain. I got this problem with my brain. Things get really scrambled in my head. I have no short-term memory. I forget things almost instantly. I'm not even sure what I just said. May I help you?
Oh. Something's wrong with you. Really, you're wasting my time. I have to find my son.
Chico.
Nemo.
Hello.
Whoa, hi.
I'm Bruce.
I'm Dory, and this...
No, you don't need to know. I'm nobody really. I was just leaving.
I'd like to invite you and more souls to a little party, old man.
Hey, look, balloons. A little party.
Mind your distance now. You wouldn't want my head to pop. I can't.
It's about twilight. I'm starving. What's your drink, Ferris, like?
Couple of tasty bites. Right then. Our meeting has officially come to order. Let us all say the pledge.
Fish our friends.
Fish our friends.
Fish our friends.
Not friends.
Hey there, hey there.
this won't hurt a bit. Well, maybe a little bit. How's the missus? See this little fish? Found him on the reef. Thought he'd make a good present for my niece's birthday on Friday.
You
keep swimming, just keep swimming. Life isn't all that grim. Just keep swimming, just keep swimming. What do we do?
We swim.
Right! La 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 la.
No singing! Now that song is going to be stuck in my head.
Look, there's a shiny thing. Hey, that looks interesting.
Please, Dory, try to stay on task.
It says P. Sherman 42, Wallaby Way, Sydney. I guess it's nothing.
No, Dory, that's the mask.
Yay, we did it.
Now what? We don't know how to get there.
So we follow our guts. But just keep swimming, just keep swimming. Everything will be okay. See, just keep swimming. Move your tail and sure enough we'll find our way. Oh, sometimes things look bad. Then poof, the moment is gone.
Never, kid. There's other ways out of this place. Remember, all drains lead to the ocean. We got a sink right there. And a toilet over there.
Ew.
Besides, you got your dad out there looking for you. But he's on his way, right now.
Not my dad. He's not brave enough. He's afraid of whales and sharks. Thank you.
and Mr. Smarty Pants. Oh, it's orange and small with white stripes.
Me, and the next one, just a guess. Me.
Okay, that's just scary.
Did you hear about that poor little clownfish father whose son was taken from the reef? Not now, sweetie. Mommy's only got 8 hands.
Guess what? I met a sea turtle and he was 150!
150?
been through. I don't know as much as Sandy Clayton.
So tell me, Dad, what's it like to cross an entire sea?
Son, I don't know. Let's go home together, then you'll tell me.
Wanna make it three?
Time for school! Time for school!
I go to school!
Climb aboard, Explorer!
Now go get some knowledge.
And come home when you're done. Don't worry, I'll be careful.
But remember to have fun. Everybody, find a buddy. Nemo, that means you.
Wait, there's something I forgot to do. Love you, Dad.
Love you too, son. Now go have an adventure.
It's a big
to Disney and beyond.
All right, so we have something different and sort of special for y'all because, of course, y'all know I've only been there once. But it's always good to get some good travel tips, and I'm thinking some of these tips because I was sitting and talking to she's basically family because y'all know Lost Boy Philip. This is Lost Boy Philip's sister, Debbie. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
And so Philip's little sister is my little sister. That's the way this works because we've just known each other since I was 7. Really? Since when I've known your family that long. So we're all just family anyway. But this week we were sitting out talking and Debbie's got all kinds of useful tips that I thought would be very handy. And so part of this is that I want to keep track of this because I still want to get myself down there. And poor Pixie Heather has never gotten to go down there to Walt Disney World or even yet some good stuff on Disneyland even. But you go frequently and you have all these different little tips we were talking about there. And I thought, well, golly, we need to just share this with all the Neverlanders. So here you are.
Yep, here I am with all of my knowledge. No, I'm not really that knowledgeable. I just like to go, and we go at least once a year to Disney World and Disneyland. So,
Yeah, so that's more trips than I have. and you also have a YouTube channel. You're doing like a do-it-yourself Disney type of thing.
Yes, Disney Dweeb. And it's just a lot of Disney DIY little projects and stuff. And then there'll probably be some other like Walt Disney history type stuff. And I'm also, this is kind of interesting, but I'm doing some Disney ASMR related videos. So
we won't get too far into that.
No, that, no.
We can weird a lot of people out really
that's
fast.
Right, that's right. But I just love Disney. So it's anything Disney related.
It's like, yeah, people are now like, what is ASMR? And Googling and going, really? Because you're going to find all kinds of stuff in there. So
yeah,
you've been warned. So if you want to do that Google deep dive, I'm not the one that recommended it.
You have been warned.
You have been warned. But yeah, I think one of the first things you were talking about is there's a difference between like the Walt Disney World Fast Pass Plus system, which there have been a lot of complaints about. And personally, I would be frustrated with having to book something 6 months in advance and then trying to schedule my vacation. I mean, that sounds like a year old Danny Tanner kind of thing. Where you're going to schedule your entire vacation and then have to follow it. I mean, when I went, it was before they had the Magic Bands, and we could walk around the park and, oh, this one doesn't have too much of a line. Let's go ahead and get on this attraction. If the next one had too much of a line, like, okay, let's grab this little ticket and we'll come back to it at this certain time. And you could kind of plan as you go, and that worked a lot better. And so Disneyland has a Max Pass, which I guess is somewhat similar to that system.
Yes. I mean, okay, so with Disneyland, you still get the fast passes where you can go up to like the little kiosk like you were talking about and put your ticket in and get your printout ticket. Okay, but with MaxPass, you're paying extra for your ticket. So when I went in November, it was actually $10 per person per day. But now they've upped the price to $15. So it's, yeah.
I realized everybody liked it.
Exactly. Go figure. So they've upped the price to 15, but I still think it's worth it because like, so my mom and I, we were just flying in to see family. We only had one day to do Disneyland. And so our flight got in at 9:00. By the time we got our rental car and everything, we got to Disneyland at 11 o'clock. And we bought the Max Pass and we only stayed till like 9 p.m. So from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., we were able to get every ride we wanted to ride using the Max Pass system in both parks. So nice. we were just like hopping back and forth between, you know, Disneyland and California Adventure with our Max Pass. Well, what's super cool about the Max Pass is that you use your phone. So you download the app and you schedule your fast passes through the app. And so there's no like you were talking about going and getting the ticket from the kiosk and then coming back later. Like there's none of that. It's on your app and you can go, oh, look, there's fast passes available for Haunted Mansion or whatever. And you go ahead and schedule it. And then a half hour later, you're eligible for another one.
Nice.
So just like every half hour, you're just scheduling fast passes on your phone while you're waiting in line or, you know, while you're on a ride or whatever, you know, and it's so cool because you're literally just hopping from fast pass line to fast pass line. And, you know, with Disney World, I think that was my biggest complaint. Like you were talking about, you used to be able to get a lot of fast passes. You could just, you know, put your ticket in and then get your fast pass. Mm-hmm. Well, now with the Magic Band, it's limited to like 3 fast passes for one day.
Yeah. And you have to plan it ahead and you gotta hope you're going to get lucky to get into Pandora or Star Wars.
Oh yeah. I mean, forget it. Forget even getting your Pandora fast pass if you're not going to stay on property.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you stay on property, then you get to schedule it 60 days in advance. But if you're not going to stay on property, it's 30 days in advance. And let me tell you, okay, so I have a family with 4 kids and me and my husband. So there's 6 of us. And usually we'll take my mom or my one time we've taken Lost Boy Phil. Is that what you call him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we call him the Kryptonian because all Lost Boys have to have a nickname.
Okay, gotcha.
And all of our girls, of course, are pixies because girls are too clever. They don't get lost.
Okay. So, you know, if we're taking somebody with us, you know, that's a lot of people and you have to get two or more rooms. By the time you add that in, it can get really expensive if you're staying on property. So I like to stay at a condo because we can get a 3-bedroom condo with like 2 bathrooms and laundry and all that for way less than staying on property. And so that's what we do.
Now, where are these condos? What are you staying at? Is a particular company that you really enjoy over there?
Yeah, well, there's one that we've stayed at multiple times because we really, really like it. And it's called Carib Cove. And that's C-A-R-I-B-E, Carib Cove. And we love it. It's got like this salt water, like infinity pool, a hot tub. You can rent as many DVDs as you want. So when we're done at the parks, you know, we go in the fall. So the parks will close at 9. Mm-hmm. And our kids are like not wanting to go to bed when we get back. So, you know, they're like hyped up from the park. So we'll let them go pick out a movie, you know, and we love it. We absolutely love Creep Cove. And, you know, we usually stay around $75 to $100 a night. And that's for 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. It's got a full kitchen stocked with like all the stuff that you would need, like dishes and stuff. Nice. Yeah. And then it's got like a washer dryer. So it's really, really convenient for us.
And you can rent a car. So when you get there, you can go to the store, you can stock up on whatever you want to eat. You can take a drive over to Universal and go get your magic on at Harry Potter.
Absolutely.
Go ride Spider-Man. Go driving about an hour to the ocean. And, you know, you could make a full thing of it because that's Heather's big thing is she just wants to see the ocean. She doesn't care if we get it into a park. She just wants to be able to go down and see the ocean.
Well, the ocean is awesome.
Yeah, and which is cool. But, you know, I think she doesn't quite understand the parks because she's never been in one yet.
Right.
I'm working on it.
But, you know, there's something about just getting to take a day off to kind of decompress because it's a lot of walking at the parks and stuff. And, you know, there's things like we really love. There's a place that's got food trucks and it's like 200 food trucks.
Wow.
Yeah. And you just want it so that, you know, we're foodies. So we love doing that.
Well, see, if you're doing that much walking, you can go and eat as much as you want, you know.
That's true.
See?
That's true. Do you know that one time? One time I wore a pedometer in the park and in Magic Kingdom, we walked 13 miles in one day.
Yeek.
Yeah, but you don't notice because you're having so much fun.
Right. But then at the end of the day, your feet are saying, ah.
Well, not so much. I've kind of learned like what shoes to wear.
I haven't because by our second day in there, after being in Animal Kingdom, we went and we walked all over Animal Kingdom and then tried to go to Epcot. My feet were on fire and we only got as far as Maelstrom before we just turned around and left. And I went and I soaked in the pool over at the resort trying to get my feet to get the feeling back in them. So I missed most of Epcot because I was in agony.
I'm surprised you didn't rent one of those carts. It seems like everybody else does. They like get those carts and like beep, beep on your heels. So annoying.
I'd probably fall off of it or something.
Yeah. My mom, one time when she was with us, somebody else was on a cart behind us. They were just too tired to walk, I guess. And they're honking their horn at my mom. And there's so many people. We're all trying to leave Epcot after the illuminations. She turned out, she goes, "Don't you honk at me."
I love it. Your mom doing that.
Yeah, it was funny.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I can even see the look on your mom's face that she'd have. Don't you honk at me.
That's right. So, yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot to be said to staying off property, you know, but the truth is that if you stay off property, back to the fast pass thing, you only get 30 days in advance. And then like all the good fast passes are already taken.
Yeah.
You know, so I really like the Max Pass better than Disney World's fast pass system.
Yeah, it sounds like that would be an improvement. But, you know, there are some sneaky things you could do now, because when Galaxy's Edge is going to open and we're coming real close to the end of Illuminations. So say you wanted to just get in there and be able to see Illuminations before it's gone. If you consider that everybody's going to be over there checking out Star Wars and you'd say, you know what, that means the rest of the park is open season.
That's
you
true.
Might be able to get a lot of stuff in and probably even go on the Flight of Passage without any trouble because everybody might be over at Star Wars.
Let me tell you, we have it like, so there are those rides that you can't get fast passes very easily for. So like Avatar, okay, forget about it. I was getting up at 5:30 in the morning to be on the computer at 6 a.m. the second they opened up the thing online to order your fast passes for the whole week too. So like, cause you can only do it 30 days in advance. So I had to do it for each day. It was awful. And Avatar was gone and I was like, dang it. But we checked it, of course, in the morning, and it was like a 3-hour wait.
Wow.
And I was like, no thanks. So we waited until there was like, it was around the lunchtime and there was some parades and shows going on. We came back and it was an hour and a half wait. And we're like, yes. So we just got in line. So, you know, go when there's parades, go when there's shows, because if you can't get a fast pass, that's your next best bet.
Yeah, that's also one of the reasons why I haven't seen any Disney fireworks, because when everybody was gathering for the fireworks, we went back over to Splash Mountain, because when we tried to get in the line for Splash Mountain before, it went down. And so we were like, well, great. Now we can't ride Splash Mountain. So we came back, you know, we watched the light parade that they had back in 2009. I forgot.
Electrical parade the Main Street Electrical Parade.
Well, it wasn't Main Street Electrical Parade. It was the other one. Disney Spectrum Magic.
That's it.
Which we went, made sure we came out and we watched that because it was fantastic. But then when everybody was gathering to go watch the fireworks, we was like, okay, let's get after everything we didn't get a chance to ride because nobody was there. So we got on Splash Mountain. We rode Splash Mountain like 3 times. Then we went over Pirates of the Caribbean, hit that like 3-4 times. You know, we were like, woohoo, we can ride anything we want. You know, so we kind of rampaged through the park. Went back to Haunted Mansion again because I had to. But, you know, obviously, we missed the fireworks. But I was like, you know, I'm getting a chance to experience all these attractions. And, you know, fireworks are fireworks. Disney fireworks are special, yes. But, you know, there are just fireworks in the end. So if you can tolerate missing out, yeah, it's okay. You can write some stuff. I do want to see a good, you know, show though. One of these days, I will. You know.
You know what's funny is, we usually will skip the fireworks too because we're the same way. We're like, we're all about the rides.
Yes.
But I do love fireworks. So, we always go in the fall. So we go to the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, and when you do that, they have 2 different parades and like 2 different times they do the fireworks. So it's kind of awesome because you can miss one and get all the rides, and then watch the second one.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we like to do that. So I do get to see the Halloween fireworks.
Yeah, see that? Now, as long as I got to see the Headless Horseman, I'd be happy.
Oh, it's so cool. I love it.
So that's one of my things on my to-do list. And heck, even just visiting the parks, it worked out great because I wanted to make sure I saw at least one parade. And as soon as we went walking in, the Celebrate the Dream Come True parade was coming down. As soon as we walked in the gate, so we stopped and watched the parade. And I was like, well, cool. Now I've seen a parade. I'm not going to have to worry about any more parades. I've seen one and it was awesome. And so now I can do everything else.
Yeah.
So making sure you at least can get in to see one of them. That's enough. So then spend the rest of your time doing whatever else you want to do in the park when everybody else is busy watching that parade or watching those fireworks. Get in and go and have the fun. Exactly. But that's also why, because you know, if you stay on property, you get those extra magic hours, which we did get to do. So you get that extra hour and you can hit a lot of things, although extra magic hours was kind of limited. If I remember, there was certain rides that were open and certain rides they went ahead and closed. But now they have this thing, Disney After Hours, that you've done.
Well, I haven't done it yet, but we're going in May. And we're going to do it then. So I bought the tickets for it, but I haven't actually done it yet.
Ah, but you have a plan.
Yes, but I have a plan. And so I'm anxious to do it. We're going to go to the Magic Kingdom After Hours. It's like a Thursday night, May 2nd, I think, is when we're going to that one. And so basically, I believe the hours are from 10 to 1. But they let you go into the park at 7. So our flight gets in like right at 5. So we're just going to go straight to our hotel, drop off our stuff, get to the park, go in at 7 and then stay super late. So,
yeah. And this is like a special, it's like going to a ticketed event, but it's, you're buying special tickets for just going this particular time, which $125 in advance or $129 on the same day. So if you really wanted to work it and have maybe less people in the park and you don't mind going at night, you could actually, you know, I think the average, this is pretty close to the average price of a ticket to Magic Kingdom anyway.
Yeah,
so you could actually just like, well, hey, there'll be less people there maybe overnight. So I'll just, you know, let everybody do whatever in the day when it's super hot. And then when it cools down a little at night, that's when I'm going to show up and I'm going to pay just about the same amount for a ticket. But I might have a more opportunity to get on something.
Well, you actually will most definitely have the opportunity to get on stuff that will be hard to during the day because they only sell a certain amount of tickets.
Ooh, so yeah, buying in advance is probably a good idea.
Yes, yeah. So they only sell so many tickets for that day. And so that way the lines can't get super long. So you will have more of an opportunity to ride the lines, the ones that have the longer lines usually.
Yeah, and this, the nice thing about this is most people, if they've had their kids out with them that day, the kids are tired, they want to go back to the hotel, everybody's, you know, worn out. So you're probably going to get there, there's going to be, you know, less kids are going to be out there doing this overnight thing, but this will be more of the adults, so there's less people all together in the park. So, yeah, this sounds great. But there's only select nights, I guess, they do this. So they have, like, mainly on weeknights that they do this, or what?
Well, it differs for the different parks. So, like, when we're going, May 2nd is Magic Kingdom. And it looks like they have it on the Thursdays through May. I didn't really look at the other months. But every Thursday through May, it looks like they have them. And then for Hollywood Studios, they have it on May 4th. So that would be a Saturday. And then Animal Kingdom, they do it, but it's only like a couple of nights that month. So it just varies depending on which park. But I didn't see that they did it with Epcot. So I think it's only Hollywood Studios, Magic Kingdom, and Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, I'd be careful about May 4th on that Saturday over in Hollywood Studios because they're probably going to have some events.
Good point. I didn't even think about that. Oh, gosh.
They're going to have a bunch of people. They're going to want to be having a Star Wars party of some sort. I haven't heard exactly what they might be doing, but I'll bet they'll be having some of them.
We were trying to figure. I'm so glad you said that because we were trying to figure out which park we wanted to go to that day. And you just decided it for me. So.
Because I'm sure there'll be lots of fun stuff going on, but it's going to be crowded.
Yes, well, you're right about that, too. Well, I don't know. I'll have to weigh the pros and cons to that.
Yeah. If you want to have a full-on Star Wars freak out. And well, if they end up having like James Arnold Taylor come in and he's going to be interviewing, like they do like a Star Wars weekend style thing, and James Arnold Taylor shows up and he's going to be interviewing some cast member from Star Wars films or something. If they plan on doing anything like that, which I haven't heard anything, so nobody go freaking out thinking that I just announced it. But if they're doing something like that, you totally want to be there.
So, disclaimer.
Yeah, disclaimer. I haven't heard what they might be doing, but they typically do something special, even if they just do like some sort of big show in the evening and have a special Star Wars fireworks out over the theater. You know, they've done things like that before. Maybe they'll project something on the Tower of Terror again, like they did that one time. They turned it into a Death Star.
So cool.
There's so much stuff they might be doing, but I haven't heard anything yet. I'm sure they're going to announce something over the weekend with the Star Wars celebration going on. Which you might be hearing this on that same episode, or you might be hearing this a week after, depending upon how much stuff I get from Star Wars Celebration. So take that with a grain of salt, listener.
Yeah, well, if I'm going to Hollywood Studios in May 4th, I will have to, like, I'll be all over Instagram. So check it out.
All right. Well, how do they find you on Instagram?
Disney Dweeb.
Okay. Well, it's still Disney Dweeb. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Either that, or if you look at Neverland Podcast and see who I'm following, I don't know if you can do that. You'll find her. I'm following her too because I've seen her even playing with the churro putty stuff.
Yeah, the edible churro slime.
Yeah, this crazy picture. She's like stretching this cinnamon goo. It was kind of fun,
and it was delicious.
Of course, it's cinnamon.
Yes. So.
Okay, let's see. What else have we? The other thing we with staying off property is you're saving on that that parking fee that they have on the resorts now.
Yes.
If you plan on having it yourself, and you were looking, we haven't tried it yet, but you were looking at maybe using Uber or Lyft as a way to get around and avoid those parking fees. Which you were looking at Uber, it's about $11.
Yeah. And I didn't check Lyft. We're going to try both. So we're going, it's just my husband and I this time. We're only going to go for 2 days because we're going on a cruise for our anniversary. And we decided to just kind of hit Disney by yourself for a couple of days without the kiddos. So I figured that'd be the perfect time to try Uber and Lyft, because I've read articles, you know, advocating for both. And so I've read some of the benefits, and I'm kind of anxious because, like, they say that if you take an Uber or Lyft, that you'll get dropped off right at the ticket center. So it's a lot less walking. You don't have to wait for trams. So, you know, you just get in there quicker.
Unless you consider the tram part of the experience as a being a ride.
Well, that's true. That's true.
comparing that, I was looking up what the difference with the minivan services, and we found pricing of just from the airport, the shuttle is $150 each way, gratuity not included, and it operates only from 7 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. And so, well, that's mainly, I guess, the airport service. I kind of wonder if when you're doing that late night, and you're staying off property, and if you're going to get out there, you know, 1 p.m. and that's when they're closing down for the extra hours, you probably have better chances finding a Lyft or an Uber driver than you are, you know, finding a Disney. Well, I'm sure the buses will be running, but if you're not on property, you don't want to hop on their bus.
Right, right.
So that's that might be a good option. I'm sure plenty of Uber and Lyft drivers will stay up late just because, hey, there's going to be some money to be made. So
absolutely.
Because I do some Uber and Lyft, so I know how our brains work. Yeah. It's money.
And I was kind of like playing around with the app, and I was just like looking to see how quickly somebody could get to me. So I typed in, like, I didn't actually like submit it, so I wasn't being mean, but I was just kind of looking to see how far away, and it looked like the next Uber was like very consistently like 4 or 5 minutes away. So it's not like you're going to sit there waiting for a really, really long time. There, it seems like there's a lot of drivers circling, just kind of waiting.
Yeah, I bet there's probably a waiting area, kind of like what we have at the airport here in Kansas City. We have a waiting area where we're allowed to sit and wait to be summoned. And I'm sure there's a bit of a fee that Uber and Lyft probably might be paying to Disney to have maybe a certain area. It's possible. I'm not saying this is how it is, because I've not been there, but this is what I'm saying is a possibility. There's probably a little staging area that they've got an arrangement with Disney to have some drivers set up to come and pick up people and take them back to whatever areas. Because, I mean, it's beneficial for Disney to have them there, because they can get people, the faster they can get people out of the park, the faster they can come in and work their magic overnight and make the places as beautiful as they can.
Right.
Especially if they need to transition between holidays, because, wow, that's a task.
Yeah. And speaking of, you know, we were talking about doing the special events after hours and stuff. We one time went, and it was like, I think we went on Halloween or maybe November 1st. I don't know, but they kind of, sometimes they'll go past it to like November 1st or November 2nd for the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party. So we did the Halloween party, and we were still there when they transitioned over to Christmas, and we did the Christmas party too. So it was fun. We got both, you know, both of them. It was cool.
Pretty awesome. That is your official Nightmare Before Christmas trip.
That's true. So true.
Just transitioned overnight. Ta-da, there we are.
Yeah, it's like it goes from Halloween to Christmas.
Yeah, and another nice thing about, you know, you're staying off property and renting a vehicle, and Lost Boy Eric has talked about this many times, as he's found a place that they have like a warehouse, and I forgot what it's called. I wish he was on here with us. Yeah, like there's characters. You can get a lot of discount park items that they don't sell in the parks anymore, but they have it here.
Totally.
And I would go, and when I get out there, I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to smorgasbord, and I'm going to save up money. I'm going to just buy as much useless junk as I can.
No, but it's not useless. And here's the coolest part. Okay, so on my Disney Dweeb channel, I actually have a video about this. It's called The Character Warehouse, and it's at the Orlando Premium Outlet Mall. And it is stuff that was actually at the parks that they're discounting, like they're clearancing out to make room for the new, because you know how Disney is always like rolling out new merch all the time. Okay, so but what's so cool, I mean, like, okay, for instance, you know the Haunted Mansion tightrope girl dress? Mm-hmm. It was like $200. The tag was on it, said $200. I got it for $50.
Whoa.
It's deeply discounted. I'm not kidding. It's like you can get, they had the Figment plush hats. $5.
Oh.
And the tag on it originally was like $35.
Wow.
You know, so I mean, I'm telling you, like, I never miss an opportunity to go to the character outlet or the character warehouse outlet, because you get really cool stuff that was actually at the park, and it's a lot cheaper. And then also I used to make my living for 15 years. I did eBay, Amazon. So I would go there and I would stock up on a bunch of stuff, and I would have it shipped home, because like in Florida, you can either pay tax or you can pay shipping. They don't charge you both. So like a lot of times it's worth it just to pay the shipping, because I'm buying so much that the tax, it ends up being equal. And then I don't have to mess with putting it on an airplane.
Yeah.
And you know, so I will have them just ship it directly to my house, and I'll get home and there it is waiting for me. And then I turn around, sell it on eBay, Amazon. And like I bought these Dole Whip trinket boxes for $10. I sold them on Amazon, and I'm not kidding, sold them on Amazon for $100.
Jeez.
So it's a great way to also kind of make some money back to pay for your next vacation.
Or just collect a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
That would be
well, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I saved one of those Dole Whip trinket boxes because I couldn't sell it. Like I wanted
want
it.
One too.
Yeah. So I'm totally bad about keeping stuff too, but yeah. I also sell some.
Yeah. See, that would be me. I don't know how many duplicates I'd buy to sell, but I'd be buying stuff just because I wanted it. You know,
I
collect T-shirts. I think in some ways I got more T-shirts than I can wear, but I'd probably be like, look at this. It's got pigment on it. Oh, you know.
Oh, Lord, that's the place you should go because it's cheap.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would stock up on T-shirts and hats and toys, especially if they have the Star Wars Mickey Mouse like little figures.
You never know what they're going to have. Mm-hmm. I went there once. They had a ton of Star Wars stuff. Like I got it was like a target practice R2-D2. Mm. Like a laser tag thing. Anyway, they had all kinds of cool stuff there. So.
So, yeah. So make sure. Yeah. The shipping thing's definitely a good idea. Especially when I was there, I didn't take advantage of that they could ship things UPS. I did take advantage of the fact that I could buy something in the parks, and because I was staying on resort, they would ship it to the resort.
Yes,
and I could pick it up on my own, which is nice. But then I was trying to pack all this stuff into my bags because I was doing all carry-on. And
right.
I bought, you know, the Haunted Mansion Life game, and this is this big, huge box, and I'm trying to shove it down in there and try to fit all my clothes in, and somehow I managed. So it would be a lot easier to ship everything home.
Absolutely. I do it every time just because I don't have to mess with. And, you know, we have so many people in our family. It's like we're already like with six suitcases in the airport. You know, who needs another?
So. Yeah, exactly. And heck, I try to travel light. Usually when Heather and I go somewhere, we can pack everything into one big suitcase and then have a small thing for some toiletries. And, you know, but of course, that's just for going away for a weekend. You know, if we were going to spend a few days in a park, we might want a little bit more luggage. So we'll just have to be smart about it. But always, you know, I either bring an extra bag to collect your souvenirs in or ship it home.
Yeah. And if you're flying with Spirit, don't even think that you're going to get away with buying an extra bag because it's uber expensive. I swear their baggage stuff, it's like $65 to carry on or check your bag, $75 to carry on.
What in the world are they thinking?
It's ridiculous. It's awful. I just did not enjoy Spirit Airlines at all.
Okay. Well, if Eric was here, I'm sure he would give an endorsement to American Airlines because he works there.
Okay. Well, good. Don't fly Spirit.
And I think even when I went down, I think it was on American Airlines. But yeah, he gets to fly for free if they have an opening. But so that works out very nicely for him. So didn't work out nicely to get him to Planet Comic Con this year. So we didn't get to see him. But it works out pretty well when he's just like, hey, kids, we have annual passes at Walt Disney World. And look, there's an open flight. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh. I'm jealous.
Yeah, he's really got a nice setup there. So I wish I could be claimed as his long lost brother that somehow or another he could get in on that.
Can you just like, I'm his significant other. Nowadays, nobody would know.
Yeah, we're a strange family. That's his wife and I'm me.
Yeah, I'm his third.
Yeah, I'm the third. I clean the house. That's what I do. Yeah,
that's right.
That's what I do. Sure. So, okay. Well, any other last minute tips that we've got to make sure we tell everybody before we wrap this up?
Yeah, if you're going to Disney World, my favorite tip that I like to use is if you have a Target Red Card, go and buy a Disney gift card at Target using your Target Red Card, and it saves you 5%. So I use that when I'm buying my tickets, and I use that when before we go to the parks. So like I have a bunch of Disney cards in my purse when we go to the parks, so I can use it to pay for all of our dining and souvenirs and stuff. And 5% is 5%. So, yeah. You know, it saves us quite a bit of money.
Have you looked into the discount that they're now offering at what I think it's Sam's Club? They're supposed to have discounted tickets.
I asked at Costco because that's where I have a membership. I have not asked at Sam. I don't go to Sam's, but I used to. But now I'm at Costco. But I asked them and they said, oh, go check on our website. And I haven't done that yet. But I have heard they said a lot of times it's just seasonal. Mm. Like it's not all the time. It's just from time to time.
So, but that would be something worth looking into. But already, I guess, right. If you use the Disney cards from Target to buy your tickets, you've already gotten a bit of a discount on the card. So,
right. But I think Costco, from what I understand, because I've read some articles about this from different blogs and stuff. From what I understand, most of the time, Costco actually is the better deal. So if you can get it through Costco or Sam's Club, you might want to do that. But if you can use Target, like if you don't have a membership to Costco or Sam's, Target gift card works just as well.
Ah, so I have a plan then. Okay.
Yes.
Alrighty, but as a reminder, you are on YouTube and Instagram at Disney Dweeb.
Yes.
And of course, lots of DUI, including, of course, churro plastic stuff. I keep
forgetting. Edible slime.
Yes, slime. For some reason, the word slime is not coming to me, but churro slime amongst. Are you doing like little fun home projects, like making decorations and stuff like that? What sort of DUI or DIY are you doing?
So like I did a churro savings fund jar. So it looks like churros on the top. There's some like a Disney Channel logo, but with chalk, you know, it's just kind of an interesting way to make wall art. And then, you know, just like I made some Disney saddle shoes, you know, like the old 50s looking shoes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But it's got like little Mickey heads on it. So they're just, because for Dapper Day. So
sure. Yeah. That makes sense.
So just all kinds of stuff. Like there's going to be jewelry DIYs and clothes DIYs and then stuff for the home. Too. And then I did like a copycat recipe for beignets, like Mickey Mouse beignets and stuff like that.
Have you figured out a good way to mix up like a Dole Whip at home?
Well, I tried several recipes before, and honestly, none of them are just right. So what I did find, though, is that you can actually order the mix on Amazon or eBay and make it in your ice cream maker at home.
Yeah, if you have an ice cream maker, at least.
Yeah, well, they're not hard. I mean, you can buy them at thrift stores.
Wow, okay.
Yeah,
because I've heard you can get like soft serve makers now. And so you get that right consistency, but that can get expensive.
Yeah. I've always just used like the old, you know, electric crank or the crank.
Oh, like a cranker kind of ice cream maker.
Yes,
So that works, huh?
Yeah, it works great. In fact, when Dad was sick and we knew he was passing, I went to his house one day. We turned on some Disney shows and watched him, and I made Monte Cristos and Dole Whips.
And I still have never eaten a Monte Cristo, and Philip keeps telling me I need to have one. And
yes,
I was like, "Well, somebody invite me over for dinner and make them," you know.
Okay, well, we'll do that.
Okay, it's done. So
okay,
because I think that's one thing I think I have tried to make at home. I found a recipe to try to make a Dole Whip, and it had like a can of like evaporated milk and some pineapple, and I froze it, and it made this sinewy. Pineapple-y mess that was kind of sweet tasting, but I was like, this is bad. But I have found there is out in Warrensburg, at least there was a yogurt shop that actually had some actual Dole. And of course they didn't call it Dole Whip there, but you know, it was pineapple and it was so tasty, but it's way out in Warrensburg and that's like an hour away.
Well, guess what? There's one in Liberty. Yep. I'll get you the address.
Yes, because Heather's never got to experience this, and it's so tasty.
Yes, it's in Liberty, and some of my family members have tried it and said it is absolutely the real Dole Whip. So yes. I'll give you the address.
Yes. The only other thing I'm still trying to do is I'm still out there looking. I've been on the hunt because they said at Target stores they're supposed to have them, but those limited edition Mickey bars.
Yes, I've been looking too.
So if somebody finds those in that area, please let me know because I want a Mickey bar.
Me too. I've been looking. I haven't found them yet either.
But the hunt goes on.
That's right.
I will not be stopped. Anyways, but thanks for coming on and sharing some good tips.
Thanks for having me.
I'm going to hang on to these notes here because I'm going to make this trip happen probably next year on my tax return, since we didn't get to do it this year, but next year. I'm planning ahead, and you know, working with a travel agent is great, but you know, maybe I can try to figure out something on my own with, you know, going to this this resort that you all go to with the condo, because if there's only two of us, it'll cost me even less per night. So, you know, and car rental, I think I can make this work, and then I can, you know, take that trip over to the ocean and make Heather happy, and she can see the ocean, and hopefully she can chase some crabs around, because when I went to the beach on the ocean, the crabs were just, they were funny, they were just run into the water and stuff, and it was fun.
Oh, so. They're fun. And if you go at night, the ghost crabs come out, and they're really creepy, but really cute and fun.
Yep, and Heather would love it.
Yeah.
But I guess that's a wrap.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to the Neverland Podcast.
We invite you back next week for more fun and adventure.
Until then, remember to keep a pixie in your pocket.
It's that young at heart, positive attitude that you can share with others.
And remember to visit our website at neverlandpodcast.com.
There you can find links to our news page, our shop,
our contact page, where you can easily send an email to podcast@neverlandpodcast.com.
You can also find our Neverlanders page, where you can find out how to become an official Lost Boy or Pixie, because girls are too clever to get lost.
Become a real Neverlander.
Please feel free to leave us a voicemail at 816-226-6492.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter at NeverlandPCast.
And like our Neverland Podcast fan page on Facebook.
We also have a group on Facebook for you to join.
We also appreciate your support to keep the Neverland Podcast up and running.
Visit patreon.com/neverlandpodcast to donate to keeping the pixie dust alive.
Copyright content featured on the Neverland Podcast is copyright of their respective creators and used under fair use license.
All original content is copyright of Blue Band Productions, and a very special thanks to Yeehaw Bob Jackson at yeehawbob.com for our new ending music.
God bless!
Yeah! Hello, everybody, this is Yeehaw Bob Jackson. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, it's true. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Yeah!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.